coronavirus testing is increasing significantly in Massachusetts. The State Department of Public Health's latest count shows nearly 141,000 people have been tested, up nearly 50,000 from 1 week ago. But the number of people killed by COVID-19 is also rising, particularly among residents of long-term care facilities. For the latest on that and more, we're joined this morning by WBUR's Kerry Goldberg. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's begin with the high numbers of deaths among older people in nursing homes, Kerry, in nursing homes and at other facilities. Tell us about it.
So those numbers are very high. In the latest statistics, there have been a total of over 1,200 people who've died from COVID-19 in Massachusetts, and 610 of them have been in long-term care facilities like nursing homes. So that's nearly half the deaths among a category of people, those living in long-term care, who make up less than 1% of the state's population.
So from China to Italy and now here, the statistics show that COVID-19 has been much more likely to kill older people.
Yes, and that is very true in Massachusetts as well. So as you noted earlier, the testing is up and the positive test results are spread fairly evenly among most age categories, but the deaths are not spread evenly at all. If you look at, for example, the latest 137 people who died in the official state report, only 23 of those 137 people are younger than 70.
So, Kerry, what do we know about what's happening in these senior living facilities that's leading to this?
Well, it seems like you have conditions that lend themselves to spreading the virus. One daughter of a resident in a nursing home called it a petri dish. And you can go very quickly from a small cluster of cases to an explosion that causes many deaths. The latest example is at the Belmont Manor in Belmont. And I asked WBUR's Miriam Wasser, who's been covering it, to sum up what happened there.
In less than 3 weeks, Belmont Manor went from having just one resident test positive for the coronavirus to having almost all residents test positive. The facility has 135 beds, and right now, at least 116 residents have tested positive. And of those, 30 have died. The numbers are also pretty grim among staff. The nursing home has 190 employees, and while it's still in the process of testing everyone, so far 59 people have the virus.
And Bob, she says what's happening at Belmont Manor represents something much bigger.
Belmont Manor is only the latest long-term care facility to have a big outbreak. The other really big outbreak has been at the Soldiers Home in Holyoke, where 44 residents have died from COVID-19. And you know, there's good reason to believe that we're going to see many more fatal outbreaks like this. I also want to point out that at Belmont Manor, administrators say they followed all state and federal guidance for infection control. And so far, there's no evidence to the contrary. The problem seems to have just been the lack of widespread testing. Early on, the National Guard was only testing people with symptoms, meaning that anyone who had the virus but was asymptomatic just kind of went under the radar. And the same went for asymptomatic staff.
Now, the state is making major efforts on long-term care facilities, including an injection of $130 million more dollars to them and a $1,000 signing bonus for new staffers.
Okay, Kerry, bigger picture here. What are you seeing in terms of the overall trajectory of the virus here in Massachusetts?
Well, if you imagine it as a bell curve over time, we're now believed to be very near the top, which will have some kind of plateau. And the state's hospitals do still have quite a bit of capacity for sick and very sick patients. Governor Charlie Baker says we're now in the worst part of the pandemic, and the peak in cases is still expected somewhat later this month. And he readily admits this is requiring a lot of endurance.
I know it's difficult for everybody to hear this, particularly given how significantly their lives have been upended over the course of the past 5 weeks. But this virus obviously doesn't work on a schedule. But it can be killed when we all do our jobs to slow the spread. I know it's been a long time, but letting up now would only result in greater harm.
And Governor Baker is also touting the state's contact tracing program for tracking down and isolating people exposed to the virus. He says it has already started hiring people. It's ramping up hiring exponentially, and that it has to be in place for the state to be able to control any future outbreaks once this one wanes and people reemerge.
From our point of view, that's a must do with respect to anything that looks like a reopening of the Commonwealth or a move toward reopening the economy.
And Kerry, I know everyone's looking forward to that as long as it's done safely, reopening the economy. We try on Fridays to end the week, a difficult week, another one in the string, on a positive note. So tell us, what do you have for us this morning along those lines?
Well, I have the Biogen Biobank. So you'll recall that a conference of the Cambridge biotech company Biogen in late February was responsible for dozens of the first cases here in Massachusetts. Well, now Biogen is partnering with Partners Healthcare and the Broad Institute to create a biobank or a repository of DNA and other medical data in hopes researchers can use it to understand the virus better and maybe even help lead to treatment.
So that means they're gathering data from the dozens of Biogen employees who tested virus positive?
Correct, from the employees who volunteer and their close contacts. Dr. Deborah Hung from the Broad and Harvard Medical School says the aim is to start collecting samples as soon as next week and to study them urgently. For example, looking at the antibodies that develop in people who've had the virus.
I think that even in the short term, you know, if we can begin to identify individual features, individual patients where there might be kind of short, you know, very short-term benefits to other patients, you know, the goal would be to move really as rapidly as we can, you know, in really a matter of weeks.
And Bob, she says the initiative on this really came from Biogen employees who reached out for ways to help the next patients coming along. So I guess you could say, you know, they helped spread the problem here and they want to help solve it.
So they're turning from inadvertent spreaders to potential helpers.
Indeed.
WBUR's Kerry Goldberg, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. As always, thank you very much.
You're welcome.